I'm Lisa Dent. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. Say hello to Victor Salvo. Victor, I am glad you're joining us because I really don't know a lot about the Legacy Project, and it's a big thing here in Chicago, and we're celebrating Pride Month, and I want you to share with us what the Legacy Project is, and it's something that we can all see in our own city, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it's great to meet you and talk with you, Lisa, and don't feel too bad. Almost nobody knows anything about the Legacy Project.
Well, we'll change that today.
So it's good to talk to you. So Legacy as an organization is a nonprofit charity which is tasked with celebrating the contributions LGBTQ people have made to world history and culture. We use a variety of means to do that. One of them that you're referring to is the Legacy Walk, which is the world's only outdoor LGBTQ history museum, and it is right here in Chicago on North Halsted Street between Belmont and Waveland. It features 40 bronze memorials recognizing the contributions LGBTQ people have made throughout history, and it is international and multicultural, and uses an education tool to help both the public as well as student groups which come to tour to understand that LGBTQ people didn't suddenly just pop right out of thin air, but actually yeah, have been around for millennia, and that it's an imperative that we counter the redaction, I think, of these LGBTQ lives from conventional history, because most of these people, everyone has heard of. It's just that that one part of their life was never included in the historical narrative for a number of reasons. And our mission is to put that one sentence back into the biography that someone else thought was important enough that it had to be left out.
I would imagine that a lot of people will be visiting or walking that walk during the Pride Parade. Or after,
oh, yeah,
or before,
sure.
But, you know. So who are some of the people?
The Pride Parade goes down the Legacy Walk.
So yeah, so they'll see it. But who are some of those people that are honored on the Legacy Walk? Give us some names, because I think some of these people we would know.
Sure. Jane Addams, the mother of social work. Sally Ride, the first American woman in space. The immortal Tchaikovsky is included. Let's see, Bayard Rustin, the architect of the 1963 Civil Rights on Washington, and Alan Turing, the father of computer science, Josephine Baker, the World War II hero, who's also obviously an international superstar entertainer, Congresswoman Barbara Jordan, conductor Leonard Bernstein, obvious people perhaps like Oscar Wilde and Harvey Milk, and a number of historic milestones, including Stonewall, also the story of the Pink Triangle, which is about the fate of gays at the hands of the Nazis during World War II. With Cole Porter, think of who else people would recognize. Certainly Freddie Mercury is on there, and we add new people every year, so there's always more coming in.
And so, you know, it's Pride Month, and we see that in Batavia, people were tearing down rainbow flags and causing damage to, you know, any outdoor displays. What is it that you want people who are not a part of the LGBTQ community? And I said, I hope that came out as B and not P, but what? Because I thought as it came out, I'm like, I think I let my lisp actually get messed up in there. So LGBTQ. So what do you want people to know? What can we learn from our conversation with you today?
I think it's really that LGBTQ people have always been here. And even though we're slightly different, there's a different characteristic there. To me, it's like being left-handed versus right-handed, or having blue eyes versus brown eyes. And the fact that we have been removed from history is really the primary reason why it has become so easy to marginalize us and to victimize us and to create a sort of ridiculous mythology around us. And I think it's that mythology that parents object to, that they're fearful of. Every time I see these displays being torn down and people getting all upset, it is itself a reason why the education must become part of our world, because it is causing unnecessary pain and anxiety for people, when the truth of the matter is we're really no different than anybody else as far as we have dreams, we have hopes, we get up in the morning, we brush our teeth. I mean, everything is pretty much the same. And it's especially critical for kids. You know, young LGBTQ kids grow up in a world where they hear virtually nothing positive about people like themselves. They're surrounded by negative influences in their schools, epithets hurled at them. They, you know, historically go through their education without ever learning anything. And those kids really struggle with self-esteem. And there's nothing about learning that people like them made really important contributions that's going to either turn someone gay or do anything to it. They're either going to be that way or they're not going to be that way. It's really about their mental health and the struggles that they have and giving them a context for people like themselves. So if anything, our experience has been this is an incredibly healing process. And for a lot of people, the one thing that comes back to us all the time is, why weren't we told? And that's the piece that we're trying to bridge that gap by making this museum possible. We have a traveling installation that's been all over the country. It's been to 40 cities. Goes to places where it's not Halsted Street, where
right.
It's set down in communities that don't expect it. And the same thing comes back. You know, these people are all extraordinarily well vetted. We're advised by over 30 PhDs worldwide on this project, and we're very fortunate that we've been working now with the Illinois State Board of Education to craft the new LGBTQ inclusive curriculum, which is mandated by state law in Illinois. And it's obvious that we must be doing something right because we're getting over 40,000 hits a month on the website.
That's awesome, Victor.
Before.
And if people want to hit your website, what is it?
It's www.legacyprojectchicago.org.
And I got to tell you, Victor, I did not know that Sally Ride or Jane Addams identified with the LGBTQ community. So, see, even I learned something today.
Everybody always does. And just so you understand, the words LGBTQ or the acronym would have been meaningless to someone like Jane Addams.
Right.
But the fact that she founded Hull House with her life partner is given history, and even the family acknowledges it. It's just that it's one of those things that the tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it. Doesn't make a sound. These are all extremely well vetted people, and it's such an eye opener for folks.
It really is.
And I see the light bulbs go off over their heads.
And I think you're seeing it today. Thank you for joining us. I got to toss it to the newsroom, but we appreciate your contributions to the Legacy Project. And if you stick around, Steve will update you on everything that's happening in the world of news, including details about the January 6th committee hearings. That is next on 720.
Lisa Dent, WTN.